This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, July 22nd, Jesus Christ Superstar. Dear friends, picture this. It's 1964. Traffic in Midtown is an epic nightmare. Police are manning the barricades, and an army of teenagers sweeps right past to storm the Plaza Hotel. The Beatles have come to town, and Manhattan has gone wild. Later to only muted contradiction, John Lennon proclaims, "We're more popular than Jesus." Poor John, for such a hip guy, he really didn't get it. You see, Jesus was not about popularity. He did not come to perform. He came to serve and to save. He doesn't want fans. He wants to share his love. This week's gospel has Jesus coping with a sudden surge of adulation. At the moment, he's the hottest thing in Galilee, and lots of folks are swept up by the buzz that surrounds this new star. But Jesus is no self-centered phenom. Mark tells us Jesus saw a great crowd, but he didn't see them as a crowd. Everyone was an individual, a precious child of the Father. Everyone was a cherished sister or brother to the Son. They weren't there to feed his ego. Jesus was there to feed their souls. He had compassion for the people. He ministered to them. He taught them. He cured them. The shepherd knew his, and they knew him. As our evangelical brothers and sisters would say, Jesus Christ was their personal Lord and Savior. How do we relate to Jesus? Is he our intimate life companion, our confidant, our trusted advisor in matters big and small? Or is he a distant abstraction best addressed on holidays, in mumbled communal prayer? Is Christ a traditional family totem, or is he a real guiding presence in our lives? Do we pray rarely and mindlessly in crowds? Or do we engage in an ongoing dialogue, leaning on the Lord, praising him, thanking him? In The Madness of Crowds, a seminal work on the dynamics of financial bubbles, Charles McKay observed that people can quickly go mad in herds, while they only recover their senses, slowly and one by one. Crowds, you see, are fickle creatures. One day they are showering a triumphal entrance with palms, and the next they are howling for blood. But Jesus is not a people pleaser. His way is narrow and difficult. It's not the way of the world. Don't look for him with a beach house in Malibu or a DUI on Rodeo Drive. But look for him among the poor, the rejected, the struggling. In troubles, look for him in the depths of your soul. For both young and old, peer pressure exerts an awesome centrifugal force. We all feel the tug to go along and get along. But your immortal soul is not a herd animal. We're each the individual beloved by God. We will not stand before his throne for a class action judgment. God knows and loves every face in the crowd. He has counted every hair. Know him, love him. He's not a distant star. Through grace, he permeates every fiber of our being. He is constantly calling. My friends, call him back. No screeners, no agents, no answering service. The superstar is awaiting your call. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.